you.
WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fallout from the landmark decision in Alabama, where the state Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are the legal equivalent of children. ABC's Perry Russum is in Washington.
Two bills are now being introduced in the Alabama State House, one that would protect in vitro fertilization and another that would put the court's ruling on hold. The list of clinics postponing treatment for IVF continues to grow, affecting patients like Tori Beasley, who is working to have her second child through IVF.
How does someone else get to dictate what I say, what I want for my family?
Elation at NASA as there is an active presence back on the surface of the moon after a 50-year absence. The privately owned lander, known as Odysseus, Odie is his nickname, could start transmitting images back as soon as today. The White House today is set to announce tough new sanctions against Russia. The punishments, it says, will be the toughest since the invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago tomorrow. President Biden meeting with Alexei Navalny's widow in California Thursday. This is ABC News. More violence in New York's Times Square.
Police say a 17-year-old, who they believe is a migrant from Nicaragua, was chased down by a large group of people and stabbed near a migrant shelter. The 17-year-old was stabbed in the back. 2 hours later, another person was attacked, a 28-year-old man who police believe is from the area. Police say he was punched and kicked in the head and face outside the Hard Rock Cafe at 43rd and Broadway.
That's ABC's Reagan Medji. In the stabbing of the 17-year-old, seven people have been arrested. Police believe they are all migrants. Starting next year, sales of gasoline blended with ethanol will be expanding in several Midwestern states. That decision now official from the EPA. Right now, sales of E15 gasoline restricted during the summer months over environmental concerns. And a Guinness World Record stripped. Officials at Guinness now say there isn't enough evidence to back up claims that the oldest dog in the world, a Portuguese guard dog who died last year at 31, was truly that old. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all. But not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is the last day at work for the Wisconsin legislature. A busy assembly floor session today includes a constitutional amendment to keep houses of worship open during public health emergencies. Several other bills are part of the deal Republicans struck with universities of Wisconsin officials, including money for new buildings. More Wisconsin farmers are taking the government up on incentives to try more sustainable practices. Mike Lavender is with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. He says that was even before the USDA provided more incentives.
So while this is, of course, accurate and really important to wrap our heads around, there's even newer data that we're getting from Inflation Reduction Act funding demand that it's important to take into account.
The Inflation Reduction Act provides nearly $20 billion for popular conservation programs. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
February 24th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Donner's Bay Resort on the Turtle Flambeau Flowage, there will be an ice fishing tournament held in memory of Klaus Kretke. Cash prizes will be given for the largest fish caught in several categories. There will be hot food, warm and cold beverages, and tickets for many raffles. The resort is located just off of Iron County Highway FF between Mercer and Butternut at 2974 Hiawatha Road.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Kenneth David Meyer, age 55, formerly of Park Falls, died unexpectedly on Monday, February 19th, in Windham, Minnesota. He is survived by his wife, Lisa, of Weston, by his children, Devin Meyer of Park Falls, and Brittany Ocker of Weston. Survived also by his grandson, by his father, Ronald Meyer of Park Falls, by two sisters, Wendy Meyer of Park Falls, and Tammy Hantelman of Mankato, Minnesota. Survived also by his sister-in-law and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services held at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Park Falls on Saturday, February 24th, 11 a.m., Reverend Gwen Downing will officiate. Visitation to be held on Friday, February 23rd, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the church, and on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Kenneth David Meyer, age 55, formerly of Park Falls. David Jeffrey Walker, age 63, Butternut, died on Sunday, February 18th, with his family by his side. He is survived by his mother, Marion Walker of Butternut, by his daughter, Rachel Modo of Butternut, survived also by three grandchildren, by his long-term girlfriend and mother of his daughter, Linda Place of Butternut, survived also by two sisters, Deborah Metzinger of Butternut and Cindy Neely of South Carolina. Survived also by his sister-in-law and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service held 1 p.m. Saturday, February 24th at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation held on Saturday, February 24th from 12 noon until the hour of the service at the funeral home. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for David Jeffrey Walker, age 63, Butternut. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl on Ash Street in Park Falls when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmowers, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. Find Carl where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A few flurries or snow showers this morning, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, and it will be quite a bit colder today. Our high 27 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, low of 8 above. Tomorrow, sunny 39 by Sunday, sunshine 43. We're talking 50s by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838. For measurements and installation, Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Baseball gets started tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers' first exhibition game of spring training out in Arizona tomorrow against the Padres. The first pitch at 2:10 Central Time. There's been talk that Sal Frelick will play some third base this spring. When will that happen? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First day. He's special, man. The kid's special. He can do it. That people ask me, why is he doing it? Because he can. If anybody can do it, it's Sal.
NBA, the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota. Milwaukee will be without Chris Middleton, still dealing with an ankle injury. NFL, Packers' Matt LaFleur introducing Jeff Hafley as the team's new defensive coordinator.
Certainly have always had respect for him from afar as a football coach. He's worked with my brother at two different stops. He's worked with Kyle Shanahan at two different stops in Cleveland and San Francisco, and I know how those guys, how much respect they have for him as a person first and a coach second.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, most boys teams wrapped up their regular season last night before tournaments start next week. It was Rib Lake topping Phillips. You heard it here, 74-60. Rib Lake wins that game on their home floor. Shawamigan gets 20 from A.J. Morgan and 23 from Cooper Mikulski. Marcus Purdy chipped in 9. Robert Chinnebeck with 8. And Jeremiah McGuell with 7. And Shawamigan gets a win over Abbotsford last night in Park Falls on Shawamigan's home floor, 67-54. Cameron topped Ashland last night, 76-39. Solon Springs boys beat Mellon, 88-55. Drummond, they topped Butternut last night, 58-29. The Athens boys over Prentice, 70-53. Mosinee, a winner over Lakeland, 81-65. And the Rhinelander boys, they topped Medford last night, 50-45. And again, most teams wrapping up their regular seasons before tournament action next week. Speaking of tournaments, girls, second round of regionals tonight. South Shore in Division 5 will play host to Gilman. The winner of that game will get the winner of Hurley and Butternut. They'll meet in Butternut tonight. We'll have the Butternut Hurley game for you on 103.1. Listen on your phone on the Civic Media app. It's free. Drummond is a 3 seed. They play host to Mellon, the 6 seed. And Prentice, a 7 seed, will hit the road at 2-seeded Owen Withy coming up tonight. That's Division 5. Division 4, the Phillips girls, 2 seed. They will play host to Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser tonight. The winner of that game will get the winner of Cadott, the 6 seed, traveling to take on Cameron. They are the 3 seed. Tomahawk, a 7 seed, will travel to Freedom for their contest tonight. Meanwhile, Lakeland, T-Birds, they went to state last year, remember the girls did, and they're strong again this year. They will play host to Merrill. Lakeland is the 2 seed and Rhinelander a 3 seed will play host to Green Bay Southwest coming up in action tonight. Also tournament hockey, New Richmond, Amory, Tomahawk, Mosinee, all still alive on the boys hockey side. And also last night we had middle school girls volleyball, the Butternut Middle School girls volleyball team, the B squad, dropping their games 13-25 and 22-25. The A team, made up of Lindsay Kennedy, Addison Schlayer, Olivia Hammond, Jenny Augustine, Gianna Nering, Brooklyn Tremel, and Natalie Luloff, along with Bailey Pritzel and Chloe Radlinger, and McKinley Hilgart and Alana Dolan. They won their match last night 25-12 and 25-5 against Mercer in middle school girls volleyball last night. And of course, we're wishing the best to Ethan Upson. He'll be wrestling this morning, later this morning. He's a Phillips Lager wrestler, and he will be at the state wrestling tournament in Madison, wrestling at 165 pounds. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
It's funny because now that we're homeowners, all of a sudden my husband thinks he can build stuff. Right? Because I'm like, babe, we need a new kitchen table. Ours doesn't fit anymore. It's going to be like $500. He's like, what? I could build that? Oh, you could build that? With what tools? Do you know where the tools are? Can you name a tool? We have different styles of decorating the house. Like, I'm more like shabby chic. He's more like Aladdin. I mean, he already got himself a camel.
Welcome back to another Friday.
It's Friday, then it's Saturday, Sunday.
Is it Friday already?
Duh.
We're your friends. We're always there for you in your time of need.
Especially when you provide the free beer.
girls that fight for equal pay, equal rights. Now some of us are pit bulls too. We appreciate the things you do. Thanks again for shining a light on the women that work from 9 to 5.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.
Yeah.
She did with an artist called Pitbull, kind of a funky song. Good way to start your Friday. We've got a cooler weekend. Temperatures, this is it. They're 27 right now, and we're probably going to drop a couple degrees during the day. 30s tomorrow, back to the 50s again Monday, Tuesday. We're kind of on an up and down swing here temperature-wise, but usually in late February, the up part is 30 and the low is zero. But this year, the up part is 50 plus. Yesterday was just fabulous. It was just nice. Put your sweatshirt on and just, it's almost surreal. You walk around for a while and you're kind of in a spring April mode, and then you realize it just hits you just like, it's only February 22nd. What's going on here? And there's no snow. Authorities investigating. AT&T had a big cellular phone issue yesterday. Apparently some other companies may have had a little bit of a problem, but AT&T was the main one. They say it was not a cyber attack, that it was just a software update. It seems kind of... If that's the case, I think there's an AT&T intern somewhere that's having a really bad day today. It's just like, Jimmy, we told you not to reboot that computer until they rebooted it. And you know how it is when you haven't rebooted your computer in a while. You reboot it, and there it sits, 15%. And then you come back a half hour later, 17%. So somebody rebooted the AT&T computer is what I'm thinking. And the updates took apparently all day. And it was a pretty major thing because we rely on the cell card. I mean, most people rely on it for business and all kinds of other stuff. And millions of students, of course, didn't have access to ChatGPT to do their homework for them, too. So they actually had to do it themselves. King Charles resuming his royal duties. He was treated for cancer earlier this month, but he has resumed his royal duties. Pretty much everyone is happy to see Beyonce have a number one hit with the song Texas Hold'em. Now, I'll be honest with you, I have not seen that song in my library. And I don't know. Don't tell me. are the people that provide the music for us, I haven't seen the song in there. So if they provide it, I guess we'll throw it in there. I'm jumping on it too fast. Travis Kelce has joined the Taylor Swift Down Under. She's touring Australia, and Travis Kelce is with her, apparently, if you haven't been keeping up on that. Have you seen the new craze in bowling? I'm behind on this. I'm really behind on this. But bowling, traditionally, when you bowl, you step up to the line. You have two fingers in here, and then you have the thumb back here. You swing the one arm back, and then you throw the ball. You know, straight or with a little spin, whatever you got going on there. Well, the new craze in bowling now is the two-handed bowling. And the best bowler in the world right now, the guy winning PBA titles, is a two-handed bowler where he puts, from what I understand, no fingers in the ball, in the hole itself. I think there may be some bowlers that have like one maybe on the front side or something. But they basically hang on to the ball with two hands. They're almost like cradling the ball in front of them and then throw it, and they got the spin on it. It seems like it would be a lot less demanding on the arm as you get a little bit older. Not sure about the back, probably the same as throwing it one arm. But I was listening to a show yesterday, they were talking about that, and I was just like, where I've seen a couple of clips of, you know, you see little clips on social media, and I just didn't think anything of it. But now that I think back, I have seen some clips of people two-handed bowling, and I just didn't think anything of it. But not only is the guy, Belmonte is his name, Belmonte, I believe, the best bowler in the world right now, but then the, you know, some of the people that are traditional bowling people, they don't like it. They don't, they've come out plain and simply and say, throw it traditionally. Don't throw the thing two-handed. And now there's a lot of up-and-coming bowlers, young bowlers, who are throwing the two-handed style. And for whatever reason, I don't know if it's a rotation on the ball or whatever, they're having a lot of success. So you might want to check that out. If you stink at bowling, if you've never been any good at it, you might want to YouTube two-handed bowling and give that a shot. Go on down to the lanes here today and give the two-handed thing a shot. Maybe, you know, maybe instead of a 90, you could get a 97. So improve that score a little bit. Everybody's got their own goals when you bowl, right? Some people are just like, dear Lord, let me not embarrass myself. There's that level, you know, the low. And then there's always the hot shots that are hoping to reincarnate their younger days of bowling with a house ball that weighs like 12 pounds. So there's different levels of bowling. But you might want to YouTube it and try it out. Try out the two-handed method of bowling. Let's get our twice-an-hour news and sports update now at 7:34.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fallout from the landmark decision in Alabama, where the state Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are the legal equivalent of children. ABC's Perry Russum is in Washington.
Two bills are now being introduced in the Alabama State House, one that would protect in vitro fertilization and another that would put the court's ruling on hold. The list of clinics postponing treatment for IVF continues to grow, affecting patients like Tori Beasley, who is working to have her second child through IVF.
How does someone else get to dictate what I want for my family?
Elation at NASA as there is an active presence back on the surface of the moon after a 50-year absence. The privately owned lander, known as Odysseus, Odie is his nickname, could start transmitting images back as soon as today. The White House today is set to announce tough new sanctions against Russia. The punishments, it says, will be the toughest since the invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago tomorrow. President Biden meeting with Alexei Navalny's widow in California Thursday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin will get $24 million from cigarette makers. That's for payments the companies missed between 2005 and 2007, stemming from another legal case. The money is going to the Wisconsin Medical Assistance Trust Fund. People with student loan debt can get their payments cut or even completely forgiven thanks to a Department of Education program. Cora Hume is with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She says older borrowers can take advantage if they consolidate balances that don't qualify.
The commercially managed federally family education loans, the health and education assistance loans, and Perkins loans. Another loan that sort of is a quasi need for consolidation are Parent Plus loans.
Hume recommends acting sooner rather than later. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Friday, February 23rd, it's tournament basketball. Join us at 7 p.m. right here on 98Q Country for Phillips hosting Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser, brought to you by Jeff Hakenin. At the exact same time, you can join us on 103.1 Jack FM for Butternut hosting Hurley, also at 7 p.m. as mentioned, and brought to you by Steve Jetland. Again, that's Friday, February 23rd for Girls Tournament Basketball.
Gary Sanchez joins the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Former Yankee Gary Sanchez has arrived nearly 3 weeks after it was first reported he'd been signed by the Brewers. It turns out he injured his right wrist during off-season workouts, something detected during his physical. Sanchez spoke through an interpreter.
It's a process that was, you know, more or less long, but you know, had a little something in the hand. But here now, and with plenty of time, get to know the players, get to know the coaches, and happy to be here.
Sanchez says he should be ready to play catcher and DH in a couple of weeks. NBA, Bucks against the Timberwolves tonight in Minneapolis. No Chris Middleton, still out with an ankle injury. NFL, the Packers introduced their new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. I asked Matt LaFleur what he wants to see from the defense after dismissing Joe Barry.
I want us to to be fast and physical and attack the ball and be able to go out there and generate takeaways.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Ethan Upson, Phillips Logger wrestler, will be in Madison today. He is in Madison today. He'll have his first match later this morning. Good luck to him. And tournament basketball tonight, Butternut will host Hurley on 103.1 in the Civic Media app. And Phillips will host Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser tonight right here, 98qcountry.com, Civic Media app. Both games tonight starting at 7 o'clock.
Roof, roof. Meet Meatball and the whole doggy gang at Beast Auto Repair, Towing and Recovery in Prentice, Wisconsin. Purchase four new tires now and receive a complimentary standard alignment. Plus, get money back for qualifying TechNet professional steering and suspension service. Want more? Let Beast Auto Repair calibrate your vehicle's advanced driver assistance systems with their state-of-the-art equipment. During February, receive $40 off this service. They work in all domestics, including light-duty trucks and diesels. At BC Auto Repair, Towing and Recovery, where they bill on real time, not book time. Located 3 miles east of the intersections of Highway 8 and County Road 8 on Lound Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Oh, and be sure to say hi to Meatball.
I was afraid to cut the cord, but once I did, I couldn't believe it took so long to do it. Paying too much for my cable bill had become a bad habit. I either wasn't getting what I wanted or never knew where to find any of my favorite shows until it was too late. Plus, the prices just kept going up. Thankfully, I discovered a new way to watch, called Philo. For just $25 a month, I can catch all my favorite shows on networks like BET, MTV, and TLC. It even has Nickelodeon for my kids. I can watch anytime I want, anywhere I want. Plus, Philo lets me have up to 3 streams at once, so everyone can watch what they want at the same time. Throw in the unlimited DVR that saves all my favorites for up to a year, and this really is the best deal in TV. I just wish I hadn't waited so long. Sound too good to be true? Well, try it out for yourself, and you'll see why people who love TV love Philo. Go to philo.tv, that's philo.tv, and start your 7-day free trial now.
This portion of the show brought to you by Public Restroom Hand Dryers. The noisiest 10 seconds of wasted time before you go ahead and wipe your hands on your pants.
Today's hottest country.
Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
I went looking at pictures I didn't want to see. They brought back memories. You look happy, I guess. Got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me.
was Hootie, Hootie and the Blowfisher. 98Q at 7:46, 14 before 8. How you doing? Hope your weekend has got some decent plans. It's going to be a little bit cooler tomorrow, but still above normal, close to 40 tomorrow. And then we get back into the 50s again for a couple of days. Looks like Monday and Tuesday. What's going on around our neck of the woods? We got, not only do we have the doubleheader of girls hoops tonight with Butternut and Phillips, but then after that, we're going to have the Bucks Timberwolves game also. That's a 9 o'clock tap tonight. I think they're doing that for national TV. Going to be a tough one for the Bucks without Chris Middleton, but they'll be at Minnesota tonight. The Turtle Flambeau Flowage Ice Fishing Jamboree going on at Donner's Bay Resort. Yearly event on the Turtle Flambeau Flowage. Talked to a friend of mine who was up there a few days ago. Sounds like there is decent ice out there, but they will be taking precautions, of course, with that. And it is a great fundraiser, so you might want to head on over there. Nice day for a drive out on Double F between Mercer and Butternut. Speaking of Mercer, you can support our veterans of foreign war. The Mercer VFW is having a spaghetti dinner tomorrow from 4 to 7 at the Mercer Senior Citizen Center. Spaghetti with the meatballs or sausage if you want. And coffee, salad, garlic bread, dessert, all with that. Other beverages available if you want to purchase, and there'll be raffles and stuff. 4 to 7, the Mercer Senior Center. Very nice event going on tomorrow. Also want to remind you, we haven't mentioned this in a while, but somebody dropped us a note on this. The folks at Peace Lutheran Church, the last day of every month, they do a free meal. It's done family style. And the next peaceful gathering, they call it, will be Thursday, February 29th, this coming Thursday. It is free. It's just a way for people just to come together. It's for anybody just to come together and, you know, just have a meal together and kind of a fun setting. And the meal is served family style starting at 5:30 in the basement of Peace Lutheran Church. Handicap parking and an elevator are available. Any questions, you can call them at Peace Lutheran at 762-4541. 762-4541. Jackpot for the Legions. 50-50 progressive drawing I saw is at a flat 20,000 now. $20,000 for this coming Wednesday. The winner will get half of that if you can nail that down. And I encourage you to get over to Super One, pick yourself up some cookies, specially marked packages of cookies, and $2 from every one of those sales goes to the library here in Park Falls. And the money is going to be used for book prizes for the summer reading program for the kids. So that's pretty cool. So get on in there. You got until March 6th, a couple more weeks. They'll be doing that at Super One right here in Park Falls.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hey folks, it's time to get fired up. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting their winter firewood sale. It's on now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up for all of your 2024 firewood needs. From the camping wood to heating, they take pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Call 715-567-0616 or see Freeze Firewood on Facebook.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A few flurries or snow showers this morning, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, and it will be quite a bit colder today. Our high 27 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, low of 8 above. Tomorrow, sunny 39 by Sunday, sunshine 43. We're talking 50s by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
There's a whole lot more brand new country. I'm alone.